About to learn an award-winning mimer, literally. This is from the Sefer Drashos Beis Yishai, as you can see on the top. Rabbi Shlomo Fisher Shlita, one of the great Baalei Machshava, really one of the great teachers of Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And he actually won a prize for this Sefer, prize back in the early 2000s for this Sefer. There's a couple Drashos for Pesach. And Drush Dalet begins with an interesting question. Beperech Chelek in Gemara and Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Genai hu lemosha vishishim ribo, shalo amru baruch, atchaba yisro va'amar baruch Hashem. It's a genai, it's a disgrace for the Jewish people, for Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael, that no one said baruch until Yisro came along and he was machadesh, this inyan of baruch Hashem. What is this talking about? So, if you have a chumash with you, and you open up to the beginning of Parshas Yisro, in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud, Vayomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem asher hitzel eschem miyad Mitzrayim umiyad Paro. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Yisro said Baruch Hashem. I don't know what the source for Baruch Hashem is. Now you know. At least one. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Blessed is Hashem for saving you from the hands of the Egyptians and from the hands of Paro. So the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin says, what a disgrace. Why didn't Klal Yisrael say Baruch Hashem? You needed Yisrael to come and be Mechadesh, the Indian of Baruch Hashem. But of course, what's problematic about this is, let's think for half a second. Parshas Yisrael comes after Parshas B'Shalach. And what inspired Yisrael to come to join Klal Yisrael? Well, he heard about Yetzias Mitzrayim. He heard about perhaps Melchemes Amalek. He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. Well, if you paid attention in Parshas B'Shalach, we sang a beautiful, beautiful song thanking Hashem for splitting the sea, for saving Klal Yisrael. So the Mefarshim ask, and he writes on the page in front of us, Tamu HaMefarshim, V'halo Moshe V'Yisrael Amru Shira Sayam. Moshe B'nai Yisrael sang a beautiful, beautiful Shira to Hashem. Uma Ma'al Yusa Di Yisro Sh'amar Baruch. So what exactly is the Genai? What is the terrible disgrace of the Jewish people that they didn't utter the words Baruch Hashem? In other words, what we're going to learn today is, what was the Chiddush of Yisro? What was Yisro Mechadesh in terms of being able to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in difficult and challenging situations and in salvation as well? Okay, so first he offers a very interesting explanation in parentheses. You can see there's a long parenthesis here, continuing on the top of the next page, page Mem. Ubepshuto yesh lomar. Dehakpeida hi al shegdimu lahodos al nekama min hamitzrim. Rak acher kach amar nachisa v'chasacha amzu ga'alta. However, any time a person goes through a difficulty, it's particularly at the hands of an oppressor, so when you emerge from that suffering, so you could focus on one of two things. You could celebrate the downfall of your enemy, or you could celebrate your own salvation. Sometimes you're so angry and you're so embittered and you're so vengeful that it's easier on a certain level to celebrate the downfall of the bad guy than it is to appreciate your own salvation. And says Rav Shlomo Fisher, perhaps, Shlita, says Rav Shlomo Fisher, Shlita, that perhaps the kpeda on Klal Yisrael is the fact that we emphasize, and that's what Az Yashir really does, Az Yashir emphasizes in graphic detail, especially if you learn the Mefarshim, the destruction of the Egyptians. And it's only afterwards does it say, oh, by the way, Nachisa v'chasacha amzuga alta, we focus on the fact that you saved us. So on a certain level, our failure to appreciate our Yeshua and to focus on the downfall of the Egyptians was a failure to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's guiding hand. Now, let's explain what that means. Let's understand why it's a reasonable mistake. Logic dictates, think about it, if you've been a slave, part of a slave nation for the last 210 years, one would think that the big celebration would be, now I'm free. Yeah, the enemy is dead. That's also good. But I'm free. I am free. One would think that logic would dictate that they would celebrate their freedom, and afterward they would additionally rak acher kach lahodos al nekama, to additionally acknowledge the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the enemy. V'kach osa be'emes Yisro. And that's what Yisro did, because if you it's helpful, if you have the Chumash with you. If you just look in those psukim in Yisro, Yisro begins, Baruch Hashem asher hitzel escha miyad Mitzrayim. Yisro says, thank you Hashem for saving Klal Yisrael. And then Yisro emphasizes the fact that the Egyptians got what they deserved. So that's the more appropriate order. Again, we're going to celebrate both. We're going to celebrate our freedom, and we're going to celebrate the downfall of our enemies. But Klal Yisrael seemed to have got it backwards, and that was the failure of Klal Yisrael. On a certain level, we're going to understand this failure. It's not a simple failure. V'rach achar kach omer ati yadati. So Yisro again says, first he says, Baruch Hashem. And then he says, the next pasuk is, ati yadati v'gomer ki bedavar asher zodu aleihem. That the Egyptians, that which they conspired to do, they got a taste of their own medicine. So Yisro seems to have the order more correct than Klal Yisrael. And perhaps that's what the Gemara is criticizing Klal Yisrael, that we emphasize too much the downfall of the Egyptians, more so than our salvation. Now we need to understand why Klal Yisrael did that. And there's an explanation. V'atam lama be'emes asukach yivuar al pimasha kosav bedrush lepurim dechkach darka shel shira. Why is it that when we sang Shiras Az Yashir, why is it that we sang out of order? Why did we emphasize the downfall of the enemy more so than our own salvation? So he says, I explained elsewhere in one of my drashos to Purim that the Mishorer, that one who sings, Makdim Asa'inyan Hamirageisho So, Biyoser Ba'osasha. It's the nature of a person who's singing to emphasize the thing that you feel the strongest in that moment. And you have to understand, as the Jews stood on the banks of the Yam Suf, looking at their oppressors, who they were so afraid of, they were so scared that they were going to drag them back to Mitzrayim, when they saw their dead bodies wash up on shore, it was much easier, from an emotional standpoint, to understand the downfall of the Egyptians more than their own freedom. It would take them some time to process their own freedom, to understand what it meant, their own freedom. So when a person sings a song, the nature of song is to sing from a place of emotion, not from a place of intellect. Ki shira in yana hispailus hergish. Shira is an expression of emotion. Ve'ena benuya lefi sidre hahigayon. And it doesn't follow the normative pattern of logic. Yisro, who's an outsider looking in, is able to be logical. Yisro is able to say, okay, hold on a second. First things first. Hashem saved Klal Yisrael. Also, it's also, you can get a little laugh out of the downfall of such wicked enemies. But Klal Yisrael, who are in an emotional state, they're overwhelmed by the fact that the war is over. The enemy is dead. And they saw their bodies on the shore. And that gave Klal Yisrael the confidence, right? Like the Mefarshim explained, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeicha Mebeis Avadim. I took you out of Mitzrayim and I freed you from the base of Adam. Means, like the Arachayim HaKadosh explains, there was an emotional entrapment that Klal Yisrael had, a slave mentality they needed to be freed from. And seeing their dead enemies was that first sigh of relief. So yes, Az Yashir, from the experience of the one who was enslaved, yes, it was reasonable. Not logical. Logical would have been to praise Hashem. But it was reasonable, given their emotional state, to first acknowledge the downfall of the enemies. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yismach Sadiq ki chazan nakam pa'amav yirchatz bedam harasha. Vayomer Adam ach pri letzadik ach yesh alokim shoiftim ba'aretz. Again, what David HaMelech is expressing here is that the tzaddik in his moment of salvation celebrates the downfall of the enemy even more so, right? Even more so than the tzidkus of Hashem to save us. V'kach amru kan, and that's again what's being expressed in Az Yashir. Ashira laHashem ki go'o ga'o, Hashem ish milchama. Masha'ein kin Yisro, as opposed to Yisro, sider dvar lefi shikol hadas, vahigayon. Yisro was able to have a cool intellectual approach to the matter, to be logical, and therefore hiktim lahodos ala tzala. Yisro was able to praise Klal Yisrael before he celebrated the Mida Keneged Mida that the Egyptians got. I'm just going to hold off on the questions for a little bit because we're on a very, very tight schedule this morning, and I want to make sure we're able to see a couple pages of this piece. Okay, so it's not really a critique of Klal Yisrael. He's saying the Pashup Pshat is that when the Gemara says that Klal Yisrael messed up, it's a very reasonable mess up given their emotional state. Yisro, as an outsider, is able to come, you know, from Mibachutz and be able to look at the whole picture logically and to make the Iker, thank you Hashem for saving Klal Yisrael, Tafel, thank you Hashem for destroying the enemies. Klal Yisrael, from the place of Shira, when a person is singing, sometimes, you know, that the emotional feelings don't allow a person to do things in the proper way. It's similar to what the or Moshe Wolfson brings in his Emunah Sitecha on Pesach, that Ibn Ezra is critical of the Paitanim, that sometimes when they wrote their piyutim, they didn't write with proper Hebrew grammar. They didn't write with proper diktuk. Yoni, you remember this one, right? We've spoken about this one many times. So the Maharal, if I remember correctly, defends the Paitanim, saying, you have to understand, when you're singing a song to God, sometimes it's okay not to get the grammar exactly right. Like, I'm so lost in the emotional experience that I'm not necessarily paying as close attention to the Klali HaDiktuk. I believe that's the Maharal's defense of the Paitanim. So same thing here. Klal Yisrael, on the one hand, are being rebuked by the Gemara, that they didn't have the ability to express themselves properly like Yisrael, but says Rav Shlomo Fisher, it's understandable given their emotional state. However, with this we can understand an amazing thing about Purim, where the Gemara says, the Gemara says, of course, we're supposed to blur the lines between Aror Haman and Baruch Mordechai. And the Vilna Gaon has a cryptic comment in his Bir HaGra on Shulchan Aruch. Ratzal Lomar Bein Nikmas Haman L'Gedulas Mordechai. The downfall, the revenge of Haman versus the grandeur and the achievement of Mordechai. V'hu Mashakosov, and that's similar to what we find in the Gemara in Brachos. This is all part of the Vilna Gaon's statement over there on Shulchan Aruch. Gidol Nakama Shenitna Bein Shtei Osios. Great is revenge that it's placed between two Osios. What does that mean? It's a pasuk. Kel Nikamos Hashem. The word Nikama, revenge, is placed between Kel and Hashem. So great is Nikama that it's placed between names of Hashem. Va'amru Gidola Deya V'chulu. V'kevan Shunat Lahadeya Lo Yada Ad Kan Lashonu. Again, Kedarko Bekodesh, the Vilna Gaon in his Bir HaGra is very terse in his language and very cryptic. V'advarim Stumim V'chasumim. But explains our Rebbe Rav Shlomo Fisher this morning, he says it's very clear to us, I think, what the Gra is hinting to. Again, on Purim, what are we celebrating? Are we celebrating the downfall of Haman, Yimach Shemo V'zichro? Are we celebrating the fact that Klal Yisrael weren't wiped out? On the one hand, the Gemara tells us in Megillah Daf Yudalid, we don't sing Hallel on Purim, and we learned it a couple of weeks ago already. We don't. After the story is over, Achashverosh is still in charge. And he's still levying taxes. And there's only, you know, on a certain sense, a Hatzalah Porta. Yeah, it's the greatest salvation ever. We weren't wiped out. But on a certain level, we just went back to, you know, kind of status quo, living under a foreign government. So that line of, what is the Iker celebration? Is it the downfall of Haman? Is it the ascent of Mordechai? Which is the Iker celebration? So says Rav Shlomo Fisher, that's exactly what we're kind of blurring the lines on the Yom Tov, which is an emotional Yom Tov called Purim. You see, the difference between the Shlosh Regalim and Purim, he explains, is Behektim Asher Regalim is a time of intellectual celebration. There's a certain tzura to Pesach, to Shavuos, to Sukkos. Ve'ilu b'Purim mudgash inyan hergish v'spalus hanafshis. But Purim is just this raw emotional experience. Ah, so it makes sense that on this Yom Tov, Adelo Yalda, we don't know. The same way the Jews by Oz Yashir didn't know how to speak straight, they put their emotional celebration of the downfall of the Egyptians before their own salvation. So on Purim, we do the same thing. Vezeu Sha'amar HaGra, and that's what the Gra is hinting to here. That on Purim, it's okay because of the emotional nature of Purim, it's okay to speak, to emphasize the downfall of the enemy, before we emphasize the goodness of the salvation of Klal Yisrael. That's an expression of emotion that takes us outside of that world of Shikol Hadas, where we're not able to speak straight. Okay, that's all in parentheses, a simple answer, again, to the Gemara's critique of Klal Yisrael. And again, contained within this explanation is sort of a defense of Klal Yisrael. Again, it's reasonable given their emotional state that they emphasized the downfall of the enemy more than their own salvation, as opposed to Yisro, who started off Baruch Hashem. Okay, good. But now, Chevy, we're going to go a bit deeper. V'hanira b'zeh. That was all parentheses. Let's go back to the question. What was the question? We started with a Gemara, again, in Meseches Sanhedrin, on Daf Tzadi Dalet. That Gnai hu l'Moshe v'shishim ribo, a disgrace to Moshe, and to Klal Yisrael, that they didn't say Baruch Hashem until Yisro came and said Baruch Hashem, emphasizing their salvation more than the downfall of the enemy. Okay, so let's first understand Pashup Shat in these psukim. Again, Chaver, if you have a Chumash, it's much more helpful to see the full Pasuk. But I'll read it to you. The Pasuk says, Vayomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem asher hitzel eschem miyad Mitzrayim u'miyad paro. Who is Yisro talking to? Vayomer Yisro, and Yisro said, Baruch Hashem asher hitzel eschem. Blessed is Hashem who's rescued you. Who? Who's the you? So if you look in the Rashbam and the Svarno, he's actually talking to Moshe and Aaron. He's not speaking Eschem about Klal Yisrael. He's actually speaking to Moshe and Aaron. Baruch Hashem asher hitzel Eschem Moshe v'Aaron miyad Mitzrayim v'akoyschem osam u'miyad paro b'voachem lahasros bo. Right? Yisro is commenting to Moshe and Aaron, you guys were on the... Guys, chas v'shalom. You don't say guys about Moshe and Aaron. What am I, a third grader? Okay, I apologize. These great tzaddikim, Moshe and Aaron. Right? These two great tzaddikim. Yisro says, Baruch Hashem, you didn't get killed. You know how many times they had to go back and forth to the palace? You know how many times they put their life on the line to negotiate with Paro? So Yisro looks at Moshe and Aaron and says, wow, Baruch Hashem, that you weren't killed by Paro. And not only that, the Pasuk says... Right, Asher Hitzil Esa'am, Vesa'am Hoshia Mishi Mitzrayim. Additionally, Hashem saved Klal Yisrael. So Ulechora Perish Zehu Neged Divrei Hagemara Berosh Perak Haroa. But this explanation of these Pshat Mefarshim Rashbam and Svarno seems to be against the Gemara at the beginning of the ninth parak of Brachos, because the Gemara in Brachos says Minolin Demavarchina Nisa. How do we know that we make a bracha on celebrating a miracle? The Amr Rabbi Yochanan, the Amr Krav, Vayomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil. And then the Gemara clarifies that when do we make a brach on a miracle? Anisa de Rabbe Mevarchinan, Anisa de Yochid Lo Mevarchinan. This is Brachos Daf Nun Dalid. Thank you to Zichro, I know where this Gemara is, even though he doesn't quote it. So on a miracle of the masses, we make a bracha, and on a miracle of individuals, we don't make a bracha. Meaning only the individual makes the bracha. So the mashmaos from this Gemara is that when Yisro said Baruch Hashem, he was saying Baruch Hashem about the salvation of the entire Jewish people. Aval be'emes lo kasha midi, says Rav Shlomo Fisher. Again, he's just working out the pashup shad and the pasuk to set up his answer. It's not really a kasha, because if you look in the Ibn Ezra's commentary, when Yisro says Asher hitzel eschem, when Yisro was speaking, yes, he was speaking directly to Moshe and Aaron, but he was speaking to them as what? As messengers, as shluchim of Klal Yisrael. Shayu shluchim l'Hashem, v'al yodam bo ha-makos l'paro l'mitzrayim, and therefore his comment to Moshe and to Aaron is really on behalf of the Jewish people. So again, he is complimenting Hashem for saving Klal Yisrael. Okay, fine. So that's the Pashup Pshat, just reconciling the Pshat Mefarshim and the Gemara. But now let's see what Yisro is really saying. V'hinei Moshe v'Yisrael lo hodu ela al neis kriyas yamsuf. Here's the answer. However, this paragraph really begins the answer. What was the difference between Yisro and Klal Yisrael? And Chaver, it's so kedai to think about it and what we're going through right now. Klal Yisrael had just experienced salvation and they were overjoyed. And what they see in front of them is kriyas yamsuf. What they see in front of them is dead Egyptians. What they see in front of them is the spoils of the Yam, the Bizas HaYam. And they look at what's right in front of them and they say, wow, this is Gevaldik. Right here, Kriyas Yamsuf, Gevaldik. Wait a minute, but what about everything else? What about everything else? How about where this whole thing started? How about Moshe going with his little staff before the king of the world, of Olam Hazeh at the time, again, Paro, Yimach Shemo, and saying, Paro, I'm here on behalf of a god you never even heard of, telling you I'm about to overturn your economy. So Parah says, get the heck out of here. Who are you? I don't know who you are. I don't know this God. I don't know who you are. Moshe throws down his stick. He does a couple magic tricks. What about, why is Az Yashir only singing about what happened by the Yam? What about everything else? And maybe, says Rav Shlomo Fisher, that was the difference between Klal Yisrael and Yisrael. Yisrael was able to look at the big picture. Again, we could be Malamit Chosan Klal Yisrael. Again, given the situation, they're very excited about Kriyas Yamsuf because that's what's right in front of them at this moment. But they failed to see the big picture. They failed to recognize all of the nisim v'niflos along the way. V'hinei Moshe v'Yisrael lo hodu ela al neis Kriyas Yamsuf shaya gemar ha-ge'ula. It's very easy when everything goes back to normal, halavai bekarov, and hopefully the new normal is going to be Mashiach. But if everything even just went back to regular normal, if halavai they get rid of this virus and everything gets back to the things we took for granted. So if we said, gavaldik, you know, we're going to talk about the guy who Hashem inspired to come up with the vaccine for coronavirus. Yeah, but what about all the nisim along the way? What about every day that you woke up not sick? What about every food item you brought into your home that thank God wasn't contaminated? What about everything? What about the fact that you had a cell phone so you knew before other people that there's something out there to be careful about? Right? There's a lot to be thankful. There's a lot of little miracles along the way. So Klal Yisrael are standing by the Yam and saying, wow, Kriyas Yamsuf, wow, check this out. Kriyas Yamsuf, amazing. But they missed out on all of the earlier miracles. Masha'en came Yisrael hoda ha'aschala. But Yisrael was able to look at the big picture, as we're about to see how Yisrael was able to look at the big picture. And he says, "V'hanes harishon harehu kolashon haRambam." If you look in the Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam says, what was the beginning of this whole miracle? Shizgaver ish echad. That one guy, again, I'm using the word guy here intentionally, because the Rambam is emphasizing that point. Moshe was a nobody at this point. This one person showed up with his walking stick. And he came before a Melech HaGadol. He came before the king of the world at the time, the world power Mitzrayim, Lahatil Uma Mitachas Avodaso, to set someone free. How did Moshe have the courage to even enter that room? V'lo pachad, he wasn't afraid. He didn't tremble. Bashar Namar Lo Ki Ayah Imach, because Hashem said, "I'm going to be with you." What about that? That Moshe was able to gain that confidence and that courage to even walk into the room is already an unbelievable miracle. Va'od nira bizeh, says Rav Shlomo Fisher, let's go one final step further. We're going to do one more page and two more lines. Va'od nira bizeh, behektim divrei ha-bina le'itim. The bina le'itim was Rav Azaria Figo. He was a great darshan. I think he lived in Italy. People of Italy should be well. And furthermore, it says in the Teferis Yisrael and the Mishnayos, Bibir Hamaimur Maur Zeshanu Ochim Al Shum Shamaru Hamitzrim Chayavosena Mitzrayim. Chever, we know that as Jews, it's not enough just to celebrate the parts that make sense to us at the end, the salvation, but we have to have the maturity, the spiritual maturity, like we've talked so many times, to be able to say that even the Maror was a bracha, that even the Maror was part of the process. Why do we eat the Maror at the Seder? What do we say in the Haggadah? Maror Zeshanu Ochim Al Shum Shemeru Hamitzrim Chayav Osinu B'Mitzrayim. You have to know the Vart from the Bnei Yisosfer. It's a famous Vart. Pesach, Matzah, Umaror. What's the simple Kasha? The order doesn't make a lot of sense. They made our lives bitter. Vayimaru es Chayehem B'Vodah Kasha. B'Chomer L'Vavenim. That's at the beginning. So it should be Maror before Pesach and Matzah. What's Pesach, Matzah, Maror? The Bnei Yisosfer and many other tzaddikim explain that often, after the Yeshua, you're able to look back and say, you know what, the Maror was also part of the Yeshua. The Maror was a necessary step in moving the ball forward. I had to go through the Maror to become a Klal Yisrael who had received the Torah at Har Sinai. And looking back, it was worth it. So it's only after the Pesach and Matzah that we often only then have the maturity to realize that the Maror was a necessary part of the process. So now, says the Bina Le'itim, says the drashos bina le'itim, a beautiful thing. Maror zeshanu ochlim, when we eat the maror, and we say, al shuma, what are we doing? What's with the maror? That they made our lives bitter. So you think, we're commemorating the fact, right? Maschil b'gnos, we're starting off with the negativity, the rough times, the difficulty, right? But it's much more than that. Shehi hoda miyuchedes shanu modim l'akadosh baruch hu al koshi hashibud, We're actually thanking Hashem for the mar, says the Bina Leitim. You know why? Because by making our lives more bitter, it sped things up. We were supposed to be in Mitzrayim for how many years? 400 years. We got out after 210 years. In other words, we got out 190 Gematria Kates. We got out 190 years early. How is that possible? You know how that's possible? Because it was so bitter, it was so bad, that it actually sped things up. So in retrospect, that's actually a very big bracha, that we were able to complete the... It was difficult while we were in it, but we got it over with more quickly. And Klal Yisrael realized that, you know what, it was worth it to make it worse, but quick, than to schlep it out. Sometimes the lengthiness of the process can be more debilitating than the bitterness itself. So Klal Yisrael take the mar in their hand, and by the way, some have a mitzvah, have a minhag, to kiss the mar, to give a kiss to the mar. Just like it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should kiss, it's brought in the Berhetiv, you should kiss your lulav and esrog, and you should kiss the matzah. Rav Huttner has a mimer, he talks about this. Some say you should kiss the walls of the sukkah, when you walk in and out of the sukkah. We kiss the mezuzah, we kiss the Sefer Torah, but yes, we also kiss the mar. And Rav Huttner explains, because again, we have a maturity to understand, different ways to understand what the blessing of the mar is. But according to what the Bina Le'itim is saying, the blessing of the mar is, by making it more difficult, we got out more quickly. V'nei Ramban, b'parshas Bein HaBasarim. The Ramban asks by the Bris Bein HaBasarim to answer the question of the Rambam. What's the implied question of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in the sixth parak? The pasuk says, "V'gam es hagoy asher ya'avodu don anochi." The people who enslaved you, they're going to have to answer for it. What's the question? Hashem said, by the Bris Bein HaBasarim, we're going to be slaves. So they're only carrying out the Ratzon Hashem. And the Rambam writes, and the Ramban explains, "Afal pi shani gazarti," even though Hashem decreed, "va'avadum v'inu osam," even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that what? That you're going to be enslaved. Hashem told Avram by the Bris Bein HaBasarim, "Afal pi chein eshpot esagoy," the nation that enslaved you is going to have to answer it, "v'lo yiftru ba'avur sha'asu gzeirasi," and they can't claim, says the Ramban, that they did what Hashem desired. V'atam kamosha amar akasuv, like the pasuk says, "V'kineisi v'gomer asher ani katzafti ma'at v'heim ma'ozru l'ra'a." The pasuk in Zechariah says, I only decreed a little bit of suffering, but they helped out a little bit too much. V'kach haya b'mitzrayim, sho'osifu l'hara masha amar yisro, ki b'davar asher zodu aleihem. What's the Ramban saying? Let's talk outside for 10 seconds. Yeah, the Rambam, again, the Rambam and the Ramban, the Ravid, everyone's dealing with the same question. Why are the Egyptians punished if they carried out Hashem's will? What's the Rambam's answer to this question? The Rambam's answer to this question is that they didn't have to be the ones to sign up. Hashem did not pick who was going to be the one to enslave Klal Yisrael. So the fact that the Egyptians said, oh, Hashem, we're happy to help you beat up the Jews, so that's why they're punished. But some say, what do you mean? That's not a reason to punish them. Someone's got to do it. So the Ramban and the Ravid, if I'm not mistaken, take this other approach, which is, they went too far. They didn't have to go so far. They didn't have to make them suffer. Hashem says, I never said you should throw babies into the Nile. And I never said you should crush them the way that you crush them. Bavodas perach. All I said was that they need to work for someone. But you made it much, much more bitter. And therefore the Egyptians need to be punished. Now, what's the Chiddush of Yisro? Again, if you go back to the Psukim, what did Yisro say? Blessed is Hashem who has rescued you from the hand of Egypt and from the hand of Paro, who has rescued the people from under the hand of Egypt. Now I know that Hashem is greater than all the gods, for in the very matter in which the Egyptians had conspired against them, ki bedavar asher zadu aleihem. In other words, what was Yisro saying in the words ki bedavar asher zadu aleihem? Yisro was saying, part of my Baruch Hashem is the fact that you suffered so much. So a Jew says, easy for you to say, Yisro, as an outsider. But Yisro says, no, I'm telling you, I'm right. You got out of Mitzrayim more quickly because you suffered more. And Yisro was able to recognize that. Klal Yisrael are focused on Kriyas Yamsuf, Oz Yashir, or Kriyas Yamsuf. Yisro says, I'm even blessing the Mar. I'm kissing the Mar. V'chein, ki adate ki azidu aleihem, ayin sham sheherich. Look in the words of the Ramban, who explains it so well. U'kamo kein b'parshas b'shalach. Let's go further. Says Rav Shlomo Fisher, let me explain to you what I'm trying to say. As it says in Parshas B'shalach, as the Ramban explains, Shashem Gazer al Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed va'avadum ve'inu osam. That Klal Yisrael needed to be enslaved. V'lo haya bazal ha-mitzrim ha'onesh ha-gadol. And it's not for enslaving Klal Yisrael that the Mitzrim deserved to suffer. Someone had to do it. Aval hezidu aleim v'chashu l'hachris osam min ha'olam. But the Egyptians decided not to enslave us, but to obliterate us. V'gazer aleim kol ha-ben ha-yilot ha-ya'or ha-tashlichu. Throwing babies into the Nile. That was never part of God's plan. Val kein avdom b'mayim. V'chein perish Rashi b'mayim dimu la'avdom v'heim nevdu b'mayim. And mida k'neged mida, the Egyptians faced water as their punishment because they threw Jewish babies into the water. But again, all of this is the Chiddush of Yisrael. V'inei l'fi divrei habina le'itim, we can understand so well what these Rambans are saying to us. Harei af hosifa zu, shosifa mitzrim lehera bezadon libam, hayim mitoichlan mituchnan be'emes v'gzeras marom kedei lahamir haketz. What the Bina le'itim is telling us is that what? That even the evil intentions of the Egyptians, which they're held accountable for, and this is going to become very clear in about 30 seconds, even though they went above and beyond, they acted of their own bechira, Yisro says, let me tell you something, I'll let you in on a big secret. Even when a person chooses to do something, it's still part of Hashem's master plan. That's a very bold statement. Even though it's part of Gzeiras Marom, it's part of the master plan to speed up the thing, to speed up the whole process, and that's why we have to say thank you, and Yisro is the one who's saying thank you. At the same time, on a revealed level, the Egyptians can be held accountable, because after all, they made a choice. Aval mi'idach gisa, yesh lanu lahodos al kach l'kadosh baruch hu, shachashav l'tova. Even though the Egyptians seem to be operating on free will, but Yisro says, I'm telling you, this is all part of Hashem's master plan. And Klal Yisrael didn't see any of this, unfortunately. Again, it's understandable why the Gemara is criticizing Klal Yisrael. Given their emotional state, they just wanted to focus on that final thing. The same way that, again, when the coronavirus vaccine comes out, everyone's going to be so busy with that, we're going to forget all of the nisim and aflois along the way. We're not going to appreciate the little things along the way. But Yisro was able to look at the big picture and say, the Egyptians made choices, and yet they're punished, because on a revealed level, Bechira, but at the same time, it's all part of Hashem's master plan. V'zeo shechidesh Yisro b'divrei hoda'aso. This is what is alluded to in the words of Yisro. V'zeo masha omer ati yadati. Look at these words. When Yisro says, again, just look at these two psukim in Parashas Yisro, in Parak Yud Ches. Ati yadati ki godol Hashem mikol Elohim. Now I know that that Hashem is greater than all the other gods. What does that mean? Perish. Elohim, hainu hakochos v'achukim ha'elohim. We're talking about those godly powers that Hashem created, the natural order of things, the fact that the sun came up this morning like it does every day in the same spot. Right? It's predictable because there's an Elohim, gematria teva, there's a natural order to the world. The natural order of the world is that what? Is that we have Bechira. I have the ability to choose and Hashem doesn't interfere. But says Yisro, I'll let you in on a big secret. Atayadati, there's something called Hashem that's even bigger than Elohim. He's not saying Elohim with a lowercase g, other gods. He's saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to override his own rules or to operate within that paradox of free will and yet being all-knowing. Perish Elohim, hainu akochos v'achukim ha'elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gadol v'na'ala af min achukim shechachach ba'atzmo. Hashem is able to hold the Egyptians accountable in real time, and yet to also be able to say, for those who are listening really carefully, I'm still the Baal HaBas. I'm the one who's controlling this. And say thank you. Kiss your maror. And say thank you for speeding up the process, for allowing the Egyptians to choose, right? It sounds very confusing. To allow the Egyptians to choose of their own free will to inflict additional pain upon you. I override the rules of free will. Even though I made those rules, but I'm above those rules. That even the sins that are done intentionally with free will, this mamish sounds like Ishbitz Torah, like the Me'ashi Loach, right? That at the same time that there's free will and there's accountability, but there's also Hashkachas Hashem. There's a bigger picture. And we end with two final lines. V'yesh lomar remez ledavar. As the Drashas Bez Yishai sometimes does, fairly often, he says, I'll say a remez ledavar. Ki bedavar asher zodu aleihem, in these words that the Egyptians got as they conspired against them, they got paid back for what they did to Klal Yisrael. Bedavar asher zodu aleihem is sofei tevos maror. Why? Because like the Bina Itam told us, yes, the maror is also part of Yisro's praise. So the also shall Yisro haisal oso ha'inyan shanu modim lo yisbarach v'achila samar. And that's again what we're saying. When we eat the maror, it's not just a zecher to the bitterness, to the rough times, but it's an appreciation, it's a declaration that Hashem, we get it, we realize the maror was a bracha in disguise. And this is what the Gemara, again, in Maseches Sanhedrin, in Perek Chelek, is saying about Klal Yisrael. Chaval that Klal Yisrael got so caught up in Kriyas Yamsuf that they missed out on the entire salvation along the way. And that's what we need to try to do during these days. We have to try to realize while we're still experiencing the maror, don't wait till it's all over to wake up and then look back and say, connect the dots. Or to be overwhelmed by the Yeshua at the very end and only focus on that final moment of Yeshua. But to be able to be appreciative of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's nisim and flows each and every step of the way. Okay, Chavar, I know there are a lot of questions.